for my wife Katie and my daughter Maisie.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Rebel Yell, The Violence, Passion, and Redemption of Stonewall Jackson by S.C. Gwynn. Read by Cotter Smith.
And yet the only man of those men who pass, with a strange, secretive grain of harsh poetry hidden so deep in the stony sides of his heart that it shines by flashes only and then is gone. It glitters in his last words. Stephen Vincent Benet, John Brown's Body. He bowed the heavens also and came down with thick darkness under his feet. He made darkness his hiding place, his canopy around him, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies. Psalm 18. Prologue, Legends of Spring. On the brilliantly clear afternoon of June 19, 1862, in the second year of the Great Civil War, a well-dressed, bespectacled Confederate congressman with a trim beard named Alexander Robinson Boteler stood on a platform at the train station in Charlottesville, Virginia. He was on war business, traveling under the personal orders of General Robert E. Lee. He had just arrived from Richmond, having made the 70-mile journey by...